awaiting those numbers.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
Good morning from American Public Media in Los Angeles. I'm Steve Chiatakis. We're set to get another glimpse today of how many people are struggling in this economy. The Labor Department releases its weekly initial jobless claims report in about half an hour. People who are out of work typically have a hard time paying their mortgage. In the first half of this year, the number of American households on the verge of foreclosure shot up by almost 15%. While all the jobs and help wanted signs seem to be going away, there's a big fair in D.C. today that aims to fill a bunch of government positions. Here's Marketplace's John Dimsdale.
There are three times as many RSVPs for this year's jobs fair. It's sponsored by the nonprofit Partnership for Public Service, whose president Max Steyer predicts the federal government will hire 600,000 people over the next 4 years. But he says the interest this year is more than just the availability of jobs.
Government right now is more real and important in the public's minds than it's been at least for a couple of generations. Whether it's solving the financial crisis or the two wars and you name it, that makes people interested.
Melody Gilbert is one of those people. She just earned her psychology degree from the University of Washington and hopes to land a job with the Department of Veterans Affairs.
There is an absolute new life breathed into Washington, and the atmosphere and people's expectations of federal work is completely changing.
Gilbert is attracted by the government benefits that will help pay off her student loans and by the upward mobility created in part by the coming wave of baby boomer retirements. In Washington, I'm John Dimsdale for Marketplace.
Bankruptcy may be the only option left on the table for small and medium business lender CIT after news that the government won't be providing help. No matter, Wall Street's been in a good mood lately. Yesterday, the S&P 500 and Dow added 3%, NASDAQ even more. This past hour, J.P. Morgan Chase reported better-than-expected second-quarter profits thanks to its investment banking business. Asian markets had gains today. European stocks are slightly higher as well. The parliament over in Iceland today will decide whether to apply to join the European Union. It seems, as Stephen Beard reports, Iceland's frosty attitude to the EU is thawing.
Fiercely proud of its independence, Iceland resisted the lure of EU membership for years, but the economic meltdown has humbled the country and impoverished it. After Iceland's major banks collapsed last year, the currency went into freefall. The krona has since dropped by more than a half. The cost of imports has doubled and living standards have slumped. Benedikt Johannesson is publisher of the Icelandic Review magazine. He says more and more Icelanders now see EU membership as a way out of the mess.
People are thinking more about taking up a new currency, take up the euro instead of the Icelandic krona. And that can only be done by applying for membership of the European Union.
Today's parliamentary vote won't finally settle the issue of membership. That will be put to the people in a referendum. In London, this is Stephen Beard for Marketplace.
Toyota and Ford are squabbling over Mazda. The Financial Times reports Toyota is in talks to supply components of its hybrid system to Mazda. Ford still maintains a small share of Mazda. And if the Toyota hybrid deal goes through, it would be a big pothole for Ford. It recently was awarded almost $6 billion in U.S. government loans to develop low-emission cars.
American Public Media presents the Marketplace Whiteboard, videos unwrapping the basics of the financial crisis. You can watch them anytime at marketplace.org.
We've known it for 3.5 decades as the Sears Tower, but today the Chicago landmark has a new name, Willis Tower. That's after the British insurance company leased a bunch of space there. More changes are on the way, too. A big $350 million green makeover. From Chicago Public Radio, Adrian Hill reports.
Chicago's Sears, soon to be Willis Tower, is an icon on the Chicago skyline, and its owners also want to make it a symbol of environmental sustainability. John Houston is one of the building's co-owners. He takes me out onto the roof of the 90th floor.
We're looking over at Lake Michigan to the east here, and right in front of us is the beginnings of a green roof.
Red, white, and green plants fill out a test planter box. The plan is to cover the entire area with similar plants to help cool the building in summer. But the roof isn't where the big energy savings will come from. That'll be from changing out the building's mechanical systems and replacing its exterior, including each of the 16,000 windows.
It's interesting what happens when you walk into a window vendor. When you say, we're interested in ordering 16,000 windows, you get a different level of attention.
Houston and his partners are hoping to pay for the makeover with public and private money. They declined to discuss amounts. The Sears Tower isn't the only skyline marvel set to get an environmental redo. The Empire State Building in New York City has announced a more modest $20 million overhaul. They're the sort of projects that can make environmentalists feel all fuzzy inside.
The potential that they represent as icons is really the potential of our country to rebuild itself in this green way.
That's Scott Horst from the U.S. Green Building Council. He says greening iconic buildings like Sears Tower and the Empire State Building could inspire other business owners to do the same. But these projects aren't just about doing good. They also make business sense, according to Melissa Pionic with commercial real estate company CB Richard Ellis.
With the way the economy has gone in the last couple of years and recently, buildings are really looking for a way to stand out in the world of leasing from their neighbor.
Pionic says environmentally efficient buildings often have lower operating costs for tenants, which is a lot easier on the bottom line. In Chicago, I'm Adrienne Hill for Marketplace.
Finally, a Massachusetts millionaire wants to help those scammed by Bernie Madoff. The Boston Globe reports Ronald Lappin will spend $5 million of his own cash to help out his employees who lost their retirement savings. Lappin owns Shetland Properties in Salem, Massachusetts. He'll also restore losses to his private charity. Madoff's in jail for the rest of his life. Lappin says his net worth is only a fraction of what it was before the Madoff scam. In Los Angeles, I'm Steve Chiatakis. Thanks for being with us. Have a great Thursday.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.